Now turn to part two. You'll hear a man called Derek Lane giving a talk on the subject of ancient trees. For questions 9 to 17, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part two.
Good evening. My name's Derek Lane, and I've come to talk to you this evening on the topic of ancient trees. I've always been fascinated by such trees, given their cultural and historical significance. In the past, ancient trees were often credited with having healing powers and featured heavily in many aspects of folklore, because anything that lives for thousands of years is bound to impress, providing, as they do, a direct link with our ancestors, with our history. Ancient trees often served as the location for important religious ceremonies, as well as all kinds of social gatherings, with important local buildings being built nearby as testimony to their significance to the community. These days, we are less impressed by such notions, but nonetheless, we're becoming more aware of our ancient trees, some of which may turn out to be even older than we had imagined. For example, of those discovered so far, the creosote bush found in California is thought to live for up to 11,000 years. The creosote bush gets its name due to its peculiar smell. It's like the tar that's used on telegraph poles to preserve the wood. It's a robust bush which grows abundantly. A research project was recently set up to discover just how many species there were worldwide which could live for over 1,000 years. And at the last count, had notched up 70 in all kinds of unexpected places. For example, the researchers had originally been erroneously advised to ignore places defined as tropical rainforest because life cycles in that type of environment are so rapid that ancient trees were thought to be unlikely. This led researchers to look in even more unlikely places, many of which have proved to contain old, if not ancient, specimens. Some of this research took place in the Amazon basin in South America. The researchers used a technique called carbon dating to find out the age of various trees and turned up trees 1,200, 1,400 years old on a regular basis. Counting the rings in a tree trunk is now thought to be an old-fashioned way of calculating a tree's age. However, new technological developments mean that this can reveal evidence about a region's climate more accurately than if human hands had kept such records. Yet another critical reason for locating and preserving ancient trees. One reason for the persistence of certain old trees is that they develop hollow trunks. Far from indicating that the tree is at all unhealthy, a hollow trunk provides it with greater stability in the face of strong winds, so it's a natural process of self-preservation. Not all old trees survive completely unaided, of course. In Europe, one reason why so many trees have lasted so long is the system of woodland management known as coppicing. This technique, which involves cutting off the branches in a systematic way over a period of time, aims to provide a fuel source which isn't going to run out. But a useful side effect of the process is that it prolongs the life of the tree. Coppicing seems to regenerate the trees, and barring disease or fire, some individual trees will last for thousands of years if managed properly. Apart from marveling at their great antiquity, there are other reasons for naturalists to prize ancient trees. Each individual tree represents a unique habitat in its own right, for it provides a complex patchwork of different microhabitats for a range of small creatures. There are something like 1,700 different invertebrate species in Britain alone, which are dependent on the fact that the tree trunks are in a gradual state of decay. Every one of a tree's residents has its own favorite niche, and between them, the various spiders, beetles, ants, and flies manage to exploit every nook and cranny available.
Now you'll hear part two again.
Good evening. My name's Derek Lane, and I've come to talk to you this evening on the topic of ancient trees. I've always been fascinated by such trees, given their cultural and historical significance. In the past, ancient trees were often credited with having healing powers and featured heavily in many aspects of folklore, because anything that lives for thousands of years is bound to impress, providing, as they do, a direct link with our ancestors, with our history. Ancient trees often served as the location for important religious ceremonies, as well as all kinds of social gatherings, with important local buildings being built nearby as testimony to their significance to the community. These days, we are less impressed by such notions, but nonetheless, we're becoming more aware of our ancient trees, some of which may turn out to be even older than we had imagined. For example, of those discovered so far, the creosote bush found in California is thought to live for up to 11,000 years. The creosote bush gets its name due to its peculiar smell. It's like the tar that's used on telegraph poles to preserve the wood. It's a robust bush which grows abundantly. A research project was recently set up to discover just how many species there were worldwide which could live for over 1,000 years, and at the last count had notched up 70 in all kinds of unexpected places. For example, the researchers had originally been erroneously advised to ignore places defined as tropical rainforest because life cycles in that type of environment are so rapid that ancient trees were thought to be unlikely. This led researchers to look in even more unlikely places, many of which have proved to contain old, if not ancient, specimens. Some of this research took place in the Amazon basin in South America. The researchers used a technique called carbon dating to find out the age of various trees and turned up trees 1,200, 1,400 years old on a regular basis. Counting the rings in a tree trunk is now thought to be an old-fashioned way of calculating a tree's age. However, new technological developments mean that this can reveal evidence about a region's climate more accurately than if human hands had kept such records. Yet another critical reason for locating and preserving ancient trees. One reason for the persistence of certain old trees is that they develop hollow trunks. Far from indicating that the tree is at all unhealthy, a hollow trunk provides it with greater stability in the face of strong winds, so it's a natural process of self-preservation. Not all old trees survive completely unaided, of course. In Europe, one reason why so many trees have lasted so long is the system of woodland management known as coppicing. This technique, which involves cutting off the branches in a systematic way over a period of time, aims to provide a fuel source which isn't going to run out. But a useful side effect of the process is that it prolongs the life of the tree. Coppicing seems to regenerate the trees, and barring disease or fire, some individual trees will last for thousands of years if managed properly. Apart from marveling at their great antiquity, there are other reasons for naturalists to prize ancient trees. Each individual tree represents a unique habitat in its own right, for it provides a complex patchwork of different microhabitats for a range of small creatures. There are something like 1,700 different invertebrate species in Britain alone, which are dependent on the fact that the tree trunks are in a gradual state of decay. Every one of a tree's residents has its own favorite niche, and between them, the various spiders, beetles, ants, and flies manage to exploit every nook and cranny available.
That's the end of part two.